Quiet Mind, Day 26, The Majesty of Nothing, Discovering the Sacred Stillness that Gives Rise to Everything. Here's a mind bender for your spiritual toolkit. Everything that exists comes from nothing, not in a cynical, nihilistic way, but in a beautifully paradoxical, cosmically poetic sense. That chair, your body, the stars, all arise from emptiness. And no, this isn't just spiritual fluff. Physics backs it up. Matter is mostly empty space. Atoms are more vibration than solidity, and your seemingly rock-solid body is mostly made up of, well, not much at all. But here's where it gets juicy. This nothing isn't a void of meaning. It's the unmanifested, the silent, invisible, spacious essence behind everything. It's the field that allows form to happen, just like silence makes music possible. Space and silence aren't empty at all. They're full of presence. You just have to know how to listen, how to feel. Look around you right now. You're probably seeing stuff, walls, furniture, screens, people. But what about the space between things? Can you feel it? Can you sense that the real room isn't the stuff in it, but the emptiness that holds it all? The emptiness is more real than the objects, because without it, none of those objects could even exist. That's the wild truth. What's not there matters more than what is. Now try this. Instead of focusing on thoughts, sounds, or things, shift your awareness to the space between them. Don't think about it, feel it. That simple act bypasses the mind and drops you into stillness. In that space, there's no commentary, no worry, no story. There's just presence. That's the unmanifested. And here's the kicker. Space and silence aren't just out there. They're within you. That same spacious stillness that cradles the stars lives in you as the still inner space of no mind. When you're fully present, you can feel it, not as an idea, but as a direct experience. You realize that you are not the chaos of thoughts or the container of a body. You are that infinite stillness from which everything springs. This insight doesn't make you indifferent to the world. In fact, it makes you cherish it more. When you live in conscious connection with the unmanifested, you respect all form because you see it for what it really is, an expression of the sacred, temporary, and beautiful. You love it without clinging. You care without fear. Go outside on a clear night. Look up. Let the infinite darkness between stars speak louder than the light. That majestic, breath-stealing stillness, that's the real show. That's the miracle. And it's not just above you. It's in you. Always has been. You don't need to reach for the stars to find God. You just need to be still enough to feel the space between your thoughts. That's where the infinite lives.